We often speak about the presence of the Lord. And I always like to, or at Williamsburg anyway, I try to clarify that. The presence means there's a person. It's not just some mystical thing or atmosphere or whatever you want to think. It's not just a presence in itself. The presence is the person. Jesus is present. And when we talk about him manifesting his presence, we mean that he reveals himself to us. He's here. He's here. And often we don't recognize that. And he needs to open our eyes. And he needs to cause us to know his presence among us. That Jesus, you are here. The other thought that's been in my heart recently is that if we say that he's here, we must know that he is alive. Jesus lives. Yeah. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. He's real to me. It's not just some doctrine that we have. It's not just some stories that we read. Jesus lives. He ever lives to make intercession for us. And he comes and he walks among us and he dwells within us. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is to make the power and presence of Jesus real to us. Amen. That we would know it in the daily walk that we live every day. Day by day we can know that he's with me. He's my strength. He's my life. He's my joy. It's made real to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why we're encouraged to get filled with the Spirit of God. Jesus wants to come to you. Jesus wants to be real to you. Jesus wants to fill you with himself, with his joy, with his peace. He wants to make you like himself. He doesn't ask you to fix yourself up and somehow become better. No. He himself comes and lives his life in us. We exchange our poor self for this great King of Kings. He comes and he lives within. He overcomes in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ lives in me. I want you to take your Bibles and just look at a few verses tonight in Philippians chapter 3. We read something about Brother Hans Waldfogel today with the ministers, and it was a word that God brought to him as a young man, and it was this: you can never know anything and you can never be anything. Real words of encouragement, right? You can never know anything and you can never be anything, but you can know me and you can be for me. And I would that God would write that upon our hearts, each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest here. You can never know anything. If we get to that place where we think we know, well, we better repent. The older I get, the less I know. Isn't that true? Amen. It's true. Yes, it's true. It ought to be. It ought to be. We don't know as we ought to know. But we can know Jesus, and we can be for Jesus. So I thought of this chapter where this, what we would consider a great man of God, the great Apostle Paul, in this little book of Philippians, he opens his heart. He gives us a glimpse of the things that are important to him personally. You know, some of the other writings, they're very doctrinal and they're encouraging, yes, definitely. But this little book, he opens his heart and he shows us the things that are really important personally to him. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. in this chapter, the third chapter, he talks about his credentials. Verse 4, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. I'm better than you. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Here was a good man. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. And we know the experience that he had. In his zeal for God, he was persecuting the church and seeking out those who were followers of the way. And on the way to Damascus, he met the Lord Jesus personally, face to face. Who are you? Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. And that moment transformed his life completely. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in water, filled with the Holy Spirit, and became this great apostle, Paul. Mightily used of God, a blessing that extends to this day. Can you think of that? This man's ministry blesses us 2,000 years later. We may be lucky if you get your name on a tombstone. But beloved, our ministries, our lives can influence others for generations to come if we will give ourselves to God and allow him to have his way with us. Just think of a Brother Hans Walfogel. Again, when I'm lifting him up, but just think about this man who had a vision for a place like this. Gave of his own money to buy the property so that you and I could be blessed. 70 years later, the blessing continues. The man who prayed through the work of God, who prayed till God put it into his heart, the works are prayed through. A man who didn't build a kingdom for himself, did not seek the accolades of the crowds, but sought to be alone with God. There was another word that we read that God spoke into his heart, and maybe God would speak it into my heart, your heart. What's the thing that's needed? Get alone with me. Get alone with me. Get alone with me. Get alone with me. And so the Apostle Paul says, the things that were gained to me, I count them but loss. Yea, doubtless, I count things all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Here it is. What is it that keeps Paul going? What is it that pushes him from city to city? What is it that causes him to just suffer the persecution and suffer the ridicule and the rejection and keep at it? What is it? I want to know Christ. That's the heart of it, beloved. And as ministers, as Christian workers, if we could get this into our hearts, Lord, I have to know you first. Someone mentioned it today. I can't give what I don't have. I need to know you, Jesus. I need to really know you. Not just about you. Maybe all of us could get up and teach a Sunday school lesson, a good Sunday school lesson, and that's good. And that's right. We ought to be able to do that. But God wants us to know Jesus. God wants that to be the thing that we put first. First. Any ministry we have, any blessing that flows from our lives is because we are in touch with the fountain of life. And that He is pouring His life through us to others.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I want to know You.
Yes,
I want to know You. And I'm willing. We heard it today. I'm willing to count the cost. I'm willing to put other things aside. I'm willing to say I count everything but refuse. Nothing else really matters. There's nothing else that I really pursue in life. But I want to know You, Jesus.
Amen.
I want to have that relationship with You. I want to have that intimacy with You. I want Your love to burn in my heart. Burn, burn, oh love within my heart. Burn fiercely, night and day, until all the dross of earthly loves is burned and burned away. Jesus wants us to come close to Him so that He can reveal Himself to us, that we can know Him. Jesus, I can know You better today. I can love You more today. We've been taught these things. We've been taught to pray these things. And when we pray that way, God comes to us. And He makes Jesus more precious and more real to our hearts. Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Verse 9, and be found in Him. An interesting expression. Be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Just reminded of a verse from the song that has become our theme song, Holiness Unto the Lord. There's a verse there that says, this blessed secret to faith now made plain, not my own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning, hallelujah, and saving from sin. Do we need that, beloved?
Yes.
Yes, not my own righteousness.
Thank you, Jesus.
But His righteousness, which is by faith. How is it that I am made right with God? How is it that I stay right with God? How is it that I can please God? It's not my own righteousness. It's Christ within, Christ within. Living, reigning, saving from sin. Hallelujah. Beloved, I have a present Savior. How about you? He's with me all the time and He's saving me now. Hallelujah. Saving me from myself and my sin. Verse 10, that I may know Him, the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. I guess the best way to say this is that the way to resurrection power is death. There's no other way. We cannot have the power of His resurrection unless we've died to ourselves and gone the way of the cross. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, gave Himself for me. The way to life, to resurrection life and resurrection power, is to die to ourselves. We read that last night. What does it mean to delight thyself in the Lord? What does it mean? It means to die to ourselves. If we die with him, we'll also be raised with him to walk in newness of life. That I may know him, the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If I by any means might attain the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend that for which I have been apprehended of Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are before, I press. I trust that God will put that in each one of our hearts. I know he has in a measure. I don't think we would be here setting aside time to seek him if there wasn't something of that press in our hearts. But oh God, I want to know you. And I want to reach out for what's ahead. There's glory ahead, beloved. There's more of Jesus. There's more of his working. We haven't attained. And so we reach out. Oh Jesus, you have laid hold of me, and Lord, I want to lay hold of you. I want all that you have for me. Oh God, God, can you take this life? Can you take my life and make it count for eternity? Oh God, oh God. Forgetting those things which are behind, whether they're good or bad, whether we think we've been successful in this life, Christian life or not, there's more in God for each one of us. Oh, Jesus, deeper in that holy life, till I'm lost with Christ in God, hidden with my blessed Lord, while I walk this earthly sod. Oh, what a life Christ has provided for us. And he calls us again and again. I want you to know me. I want you to know me, and I want you to be for me. Only to be what he wants me to be. We sang that, didn't we? Just to be clay in the potter's hands, ready to do what his word commands. Only to be what he wants me to be every moment of every day.